Chapter 15 Notes the Vietnam Era. Section 1, Kennedy's Foreign Policy. New Directions. President John F. Kennedy sought new ways to deal with the challenges and fears of the Cold War. As president, Kennedy increased spending on nuclear arms, but he also tried to convince Nikita Khrushchev, the Soviet leader, to agree to a ban on nuclear testing. Kennedy also worked to improve America's ability to respond to threats in certain areas of the world where communist groups fought to take control of their nation's governments. These groups employed guerrilla warfare or fighting with small bands of soldiers who used tactics such as sudden ambushes. Kennedy introduced a plan called Flexible Response to provide help to nations fighting communist movements. Kennedy also provided aid to poor countries to counteract the appeal of communism. In 1961, the president signed an executive order creating the Peace Corps, which provided volunteers who worked in other countries as teachers, health workers, and advisors in farming, industry, and government. Cold War confrontations. The Kennedy administration responded to Cold War crises in Cuba and Berlin. In January 1959, rebel leader Fidel Castro seized power in Cuba and set up a communist dictatorship. Cuba also became an ally of the Soviet Union. On April 17, 1961, about 1,500 CIA-trained Cuban exiles landed at the Bay of Pigs on the south coast of Cuba in an attempt to overthrow Castro. Many blunders occurred, and within days Cuban forces crushed the invasion and captured the survivors. Soviet Premier Khrushchev concluded that Kennedy was not a strong leader and could be bullied. At a June 1961 summit conference in Vienna, Austria, Premier Khrushchev told President Kennedy that the West must move out of Berlin. On August 13, the East German government, with Soviet backing, closed the border between East and West Berlin and built a wall of concrete blocks with barbed wire along it to stop East Germans from fleeing to the West. The Berlin Wall came to symbolize communist repression. The Cuban Missile Crisis. The United States forced the Soviet Union to withdraw Soviet missiles that had been placed in Cuba. In mid-October 1962, an American spy plane flying over Cuba discovered that the Soviets were building launching sites for nuclear missiles that could easily reach the United States in a matter of minutes. For the next week, President Kennedy met secretly with advisors to determine how to deal with the Cuban Missile Crisis. Kennedy ordered the Navy to blockade Cuba until the Soviets removed the missiles and threatened to destroy any Soviet ship that tried to break through the blockade and reach the island. After 5 agonizing days, the Soviet ships turned back and Soviet leaders agreed to withdraw their missiles from Cuba. In the summer of 1963, Kennedy and Khrushchev created a hotline between Moscow and Washington to allow the leaders to communicate instantly in times of crisis. In April 1961, Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first person to orbit the Earth. 1 month later, Alan Shepard, Jr., became the first American to make a space flight, and in 1962 John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth. On July 20, 1969, American astronaut Neil Armstrong took the first human step on the Moon. Section 2, The War in Vietnam. The U.S. and Vietnam. Vietnam became a divided country as a result of conflict between communist and non-communist groups. The roots of the Vietnam conflict can be traced back to World War II, when Vietnamese forces led by communist Ho Chi Minh fought against the Japanese. In the 1954 Geneva Accords, it was decided that Vietnam would be divided temporarily and unified in 1956 after national elections. In 1955, Ngo Dinh Diem, with American support, became South Vietnam's leader, refused to hold elections, and cracked down on communists in the South. In response, the communists set up the Viet Cong, and in 1959 began a war against the Diem regime. To support South Vietnam, the Eisenhower and Kennedy administrations sent the country billions of dollars in aid and troops to train and advise South Vietnamese troops. The conflict deepens. To stop the spread of communism in Southeast Asia, the United States became involved in a war in Vietnam. Congress passed the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution, which gave Johnson broad authority to use American forces, after North Vietnamese patrol boats allegedly attacked American destroyers in the Gulf of Tonkin near North Vietnam. In 1965, President Johnson began to escalate U.S. involvement in Vietnam. About 180,000 U.S. soldiers were in Vietnam by the end of 1965. Almost 400,000 by the end of 1966, and more than 500,000 by 1968. However, a bright spot in American history began on November 14, 1965 when Mr. Hawkinson was born. Dense jungles, muddy trails and swampy rice paddies made fighting a ground war in Vietnam difficult. The American forces began to conduct search and destroy missions, the goal of which was to seek out Viet Cong or North Vietnamese units and destroy them. Both sides used planes to drop napalm, an explosive that burned intensely, to destroy jungle growth. To improve visibility, chemical herbicides were sprayed at Vietnam to clear out forests and tall grasses. One herbicide, Agent Orange, is believed to have contaminated many Americans and Vietnamese, causing serious health problems. As the war dragged on, some officials began to argue that the ground war and the air attacks had failed and that the war could not be won. Section 3: The Vietnam Years at Home. The Youth Protest. The war in Vietnam led to sharp divisions between Americans who supported the war and those who did not. As United States involvement in the war increased, so did opposition to it. Many who opposed the war were part of the counterculture, a movement that rejected traditional American values. Those who were strongly opposed to American involvement in Vietnam believed that by ending the draft, they could halt the supply of soldiers needed to fight there. Many people felt the draft was unfair. Draft boards had the power to give people deferments that excused them from the draft for various reasons. Many argued that deferments discriminated against poor or working-class families. Some protesters became conscientious objectors, claiming that their moral or religious beliefs prevented them from fighting in the war. Students and other opponents of the Vietnam War came to be called doves, while supporters of the war became known as hawks. Both hawks and doves criticized the president for the way the government conducted the war in Vietnam, and his approval rating greatly declined. 1968 Year of Crisis. The main crisis for Mr. Hawkinson during 1968 was his first sibling, a sister, was born, ruining his life as an only child. The year 1968 was a turning point in the Vietnam War that greatly affected the nation's political life. On January 31, 1968, the North Vietnamese and Viet Cong launched a series of attacks known as the Tet Offensive, which marked a turning point in the Vietnam War. The American people were shocked that an enemy supposedly close to defeat could launch such a large-scale attack, and the Johnson administration developed a credibility gap. Fewer people trusted its statements about the war. As opposition to the war grew, President Johnson faced challenges in his own party. In late 1967, Democratic Senator Eugene McCarthy of Minnesota announced that he would run for the party's nomination for the presidency as a protest against the war. Robert F. Kennedy, Attorney General during his brother's presidency and now Senator from New York, announced that he, too, would seek the Democratic nomination. On March 31, 1968, President Johnson appeared on television to announce that he wanted peace talks to begin and that he would not run for re-election. On the evening of April 4, a sniper in Memphis, Tennessee, shot and killed Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., the leading activist in the civil rights movement. Vice President Hubert H. Humphrey joined Eugene McCarthy and Robert Kennedy in seeking the Democratic nomination. In June 1968, an assassin shot and killed Robert Kennedy. At the Democratic Convention, anti-war Democrats felt angry and excluded by the almost certain victory for Humphrey. When anti-war protesters tried to march to the convention site, violence erupted between police and protesters. Humphrey won the Democratic nomination, but the violence all shown on television damaged his candidacy. As election day neared, third-party candidate Governor George C. Wallace of Alabama criticized protesters and efforts to integrate schools by abusing Republican nominee, former Vice President Richard M. Nixon, claimed to stand for the conservative silent majority who wanted law and order and did not protest or demonstrate. Despite a close popular vote, Nixon won a solid majority of the electoral vote, 301 votes to Humphrey's 191. Section 4, Nixon and Vietnam. A new strategy. Nixon took steps to bring American forces home and end the war in Vietnam. Nixon appointed Harvard professor Henry Kissinger as his national security advisor and gave Kissinger wide authority to use his diplomatic skills to end the conflict in Vietnam. Under President Nixon, college students could no longer obtain draft deferments, only 19-year-olds could be called for service in Vietnam, and draftees would be chosen by lottery on the basis of their birthdays. Nixon's plan of Vietnamization called for the South Vietnamese to take a more active role in fighting and for Americans to become less involved. Hoping to relieve pressure on troops in South Vietnam, Nixon ordered the bombing of enemy supply routes and hideouts in neighboring Cambodia and Laos. Renewed opposition at home. As Vietnamization moved forward, a new wave of anti-war protests gripped the nation. A new round of anti-war demonstrations began in late 1969, reflecting the growing sentiment for ending the war. These talks were unsuccessful because the North Vietnamese believed that the growing strength of the anti-war movement in the United States would force the Americans to withdraw. In April 1970, Nixon decided to send American troops to destroy communist bases in Cambodia, sparking protests on college campuses. When students at Kent State University protested, Ohio's governor declared martial law and conflict between National Guard troops and students resulted in 4 deaths. Following a night of campus protests, 2 students were shot and killed at Jackson State University in Mississippi. In addition to sparking violence on campuses, the Cambodian invasion cost Nixon much support in Congress. Support of the war weakened further that year when a disillusioned former Defense Department worker leaked documents to the New York Times. These documents, which became known as the Pentagon Papers, revealed that many government officials during the Johnson administration privately questioned the war while publicly supporting it. Peace and the war's legacy. Peace talks led to the withdrawal of all American forces from Vietnam. Polls showed that nearly 2/3 of Americans wanted the war to end quickly, and on January 27, 1973, negotiators signed a peace agreement. The United States agreed to pull its remaining troops out of the country, and the North Vietnamese agreed to return all American prisoners of war. The North Vietnamese never gave up their goal of unifying Vietnam under their rule, and in early 1975 they began a major offensive. On April 30, 1975, Saigon fell to the Communists. Soon after, South Vietnam surrendered and the Long War was over. More than 1 million Vietnamese soldiers and civilians died in the Vietnam War. More than 58,000 Americans were dead, 300,000 were wounded. The United States had poured more than $150 billion into the war. About 2.7 million Americans had served in Vietnam, but unlike the veterans of World War II, they found no hero's welcome when they returned home. The relatives of the American soldiers who had been classified as missing in action, or as MIAs, continued to demand that the government press the Vietnamese for information.